Recent market report shows that Chinese males are spending more. One possible explanation is that they are paying more attention to physical appearance of their own. So they're spending to make that as an improvement. Yes. So, well, we've all been told beauty is only skin deep. So is it like our guys are becoming a little bit more vain? Or maybe, you know, finally they're taking care of themselves. Okay, first of all, I'll go to Lai Ming about this one. So, you know, there are some general, possibly stereotypical views of Chinese guys, straight men that, you know, don't pay attention to what is being worn, possibly just drag whatever's closest out of the closet and put that on.
That is washed.
That is washed? Okay, well, that's
that looks
a plus.
Clean.
Okay, so maybe add a little sniff as well and then put it on, or, you know, you just don't really look at if it's matching, or, you know, as long as it's covering the body, then you're out of the house. Is that true?
Well, that's usually what I did. I think in college and also some years right after graduation.
Oh, Lai Ming! I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but you wear the crown of the king of geek chic on round table. Mm-hmm. But now you're saying this?
Yes. So I think it's been a phase for everyone. And yes, certainly there are trends going on in the Chinese society that seem to be challenging the stereotypes that we have for Chinese men. And these are some of the... I think there are many reasons behind those stereotypes. And I'll try and explain as I introduce some of the stereotypes that seem to be common among Chinese men. So instead of buying stylish clothes, they prefer buying practical things like a camera, lighter, cigarettes. I think that makes sense. I mean, Chinese men are practical. And when I go shopping, I would usually spend more money on gadgets. Like I can't remember how many smartphones I bought over the years, but yes, we like those things because we think those are very practical, especially that, like, smartphones that we don't usually use, but you can carry them and generate a hotspot, Wi-Fi hotspot and wireless hotspot. That would come in handy. And another stereotype is they don't want to purchase and wear different types of clothes. Instead, they may just purchase several shirts of the same pattern, but maybe in different or same color. Now, that is a crime that I have to say that I'm guilty of. Because I'm into this because, you know, shopping for different items takes a lot of time. And when you eventually find something, after so much time you've invested, something that you like so much, you would just want to save time in the future. So more often than not, when I buy shoes, I get two pairs. When I buy trousers, I get two or three.
Okay, are they of the exact same color, design, everything, or of a different color?
They would be of the same exact same design.
Okay.
Because that would save time on fitting them. But to make sure that my co-workers know I'm not necessarily wearing the same pants every day. I do choose different colors.
Oh, it's good to know, Lai Ming. And some
women... You didn't know?
Well... Okay, and now I do, and I know that if a woman does that, you know, if she buys the different colors of shoes of the same design in the same store, then she's being called a shopaholic. Okay, so Tony, what do you think about this? Like, the Chinese guys, or possibly American guys, because I think, you know, buying in bulk and don't really want to put too much thought into matching or design, that sounds possibly a male thing as opposed to male of a certain regions thing.
Well, I have to say frumpiness is an international phenomenon. I think back home, there are different people dress. You know, men tend to dress down a lot more than women, you know, so I think here it's relatively similar. I can't say that there's much of a distinction between men in China and in the U.S. You know, some of us, as mentioned, you know, there's we buy some of the same, like,
in
models,
bulk.
Like, you know, the same, we'll buy a pair of jeans, but we'll buy it, you know, but the color is just a little bit different. And then shoes, we'll buy one pair of shoes, but then buy another one that's the same make and model, but just a little, like, different, you know. So it's, I can't say there's much of a distinction. I think that in the U.S., it's you know, it's pretty similar.
What about this one? As long as you don't get a sunburn, then you don't use sunscreen. Okay, so as representatives of guys from China and the U.S., what are your answers?
Now, here is one stereotype that I think is different from the fact or from the belief that people, Chinese people, don't care about how they look. Because the thing about sunscreen is that it's actually related to your health, skin health. And the reason why Chinese guys don't do that, I suppose, is that they don't really know that how much harm that could come to them when they don't apply sunscreen lotion. I wonder if it's the same case in the U.S. Because I've heard that Caucasians are more likely to or more vulnerable to sunscreen,
right.
But then in the U.S. there are multiple races, there are different peoples. So I wonder what's the general pattern here.
Right, that's a good point. There's a lot of Caucasians who wear sunscreen mainly because they have to; otherwise, they become, you know, like a lobster in the sun. You know,
ouch.
But it depends on like the skin color. You know, like for me as, you know, African American, I don't typically wear sunscreen at all. And I've been, I do know some African Americans that do wear mm-hmm. sunscreen, and I kind of tease them and we kind of tease each other, you know, but, yeah, it just depends on, I guess, how your skin does in the sun. If you're, if the sun hits you and you get darker, people, you know, don't really use it. But some people who want to keep a fair complexion, and I think that in the media, at least in the United States, being fair is a bit more attractive. So some people wear, yeah, a lot of sunscreen in the U.S. too. It just depends, mainly for guys who want to have a certain kind of look.
Okay. And I think it's really interesting to hear what you guys have to say on this. Although it's a tidbit, it's a small trivia, but it sort of shows different attitudes and perspectives
sure.
towards this topic. And Lai Ming, I'm sorry, I have to dish you out here.
Okay.
Lai Ming sits right next to me in the office, and he has a side of him that's very practical, another side of him that I think is also, you know, he has a heart that appeals to artistic views and stuff, that he certainly takes care of himself as he goes out in summertime, sometimes with an umbrella when it's not raining outside. And Lai Ming and I, we've had fierce discussions about this off the show. And it's for what reason again, Lai Ming?
To stay cool under the sun or under the shade.
Okay.
And I've heard on social media that actually there are young college boys who are actually looking for male umbrella partners, just so they can avoid or escape the embarrassment of being called the sissy guy who want to hold an umbrella under the sun.
See, that is an interesting thing. Like, Lai Ming, me being your buddy, feel free to give me a holler, and I would be more than happy to become your umbrella buddy in that regard.
Well, I don't need that. I don't care about how other people look at me.
Okay.
I just want to stay cool, especially given the scorching temperature that we had last week. I mean, I'm glad I had an umbrella with me.
That's great. So it seems, just by what you've said, some people would see that, you know, this could possibly be entering territory that is a little bit on the feminine side. So then I'm sure there are guys out there who are sweating like animals, but they do not dare to get that umbrella out. But you, I think you must be very comfortable with your own masculinity to whip that umbrella open.
Well, I don't have to prove anything to anyone. So.
Exactly. So I think some of these social rules, I think, you know, there's plenty of room to bend it, because sometimes I think it just makes a lot more sense. But, you know, we need more people to be more brave, I think, out there to do this. So, yes, we've given you a taste of, or a general picture of some of these views mm-hmm. on what's deemed socially acceptable of male. And now we have this report here that's saying that now guys are spending a lot more, at least online, and by the consumption pattern of data that's gathered, that possibly guys are simply paying more attention to their physical appearance. So, Lai Ming, do you think the data substantiates that argument?
Well, recent data from Quest Mobile, which is a third-party mobile big data research institution, showed that since May 2016, men have similar online purchasing power as women, and there were more male consumers spending over 200 yuan a month online than female consumers, and there are about 87 million male consumers spending over 1,000 yuan a month online, a major part of whom are under 30. So men have more purchasing power, and the more they are encouraged to spend money online. And what do they spend their money on is that the data from Quest Mobile also reveal that men are purchasing more things related to their personal images, including clothes, shoes, and personal care products. Yes, that's a very interesting thing about those statistics online, is that you never know who's actually clicking the buttons in front of the computer. And the figures may show that sales for male personal image management stuff are increasing, but there's no proof to say that actually it is the men that are doing the purchase. Actually, there are figures showing that although the men's cosmetic market increased rapidly in last year, over 50% of the products are bought by female consumers. So I'm thinking that this increase in sales indicates certainly a trend in the general emphasis in how men look like as they carry themselves in society. But is this attention coming all from men, or is it coming from more women? I mean, that's the question here. I mean, I tend to think of it as a social thing. Men have proved themselves not exactly very interesting how they look like, at least according to the stereotypes that we've shared.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like anything changes can happen overnight. And one thing, but we can see changes in the society is that actually women are being more empowered. I mean, while previously my grandpa's generation,
here comes your old grandpa again.
Yeah,
how's he doing?
I don't think my grandma had a lot of choice when it comes to whom she would like to spend the rest of her life with. I mean, there was a sort of a blind date kind of thing, and my grandpa thought she looked pretty nice, and my grandma thought he looking responsible and seeing like
look
some...
You can look responsible? Does that mean you don't look good?
Well, like, depending on the job he had. And,
yeah.
And that's it. I mean, my grandma had spent all her life trying to just stand up, well, or to bear the extra eccentricities that I often talk about on the show. And that's her life. I mean, whereas then in people of my generation, my wife or people of her generation, they will be more likely to look at things other than whether this man is capable of supporting a family, because they become more picky. They will look at the temperament of the man. Are they sensitive to the girl's feelings? And then I imagine going down the same trend. I mean, people of the younger generation, girls, they would, I think, certainly be willing to look at not just whether a man can support their family or whether a man is sensitive and attuned to the female feelings, but also I suppose they will have a higher standard in what they look like. Are they appealing? Are they pleasant to the eyes? I mean, I could totally see this as a society thing.
What do you think, Tony? Is it that this report gives you a good sense that, yeah, Chinese guys are spending a bit more as opposed to in the past on their physical appearance and this social phenomenon?
Well, I think what was just mentioned about women having, you know, roles where they're more empowered, they have a lot more options. And I think that might be that may make men a little uncomfortable nowadays, where they feel like they may have to step it up a little more because women have a lot more to choose from. And if they are not content, they could easily move on.
Mm.
So I think that may be a factor in, you know, men investing more in cosmetics and, you know, their appearance And also, I think it's nowadays, I mean, you know, as a man, if I want to buy something, say, for my skin, which is a little, I feel like it's nowadays it's still kind of strange. If I want to buy something for my skin, I would feel a lot more comfortable buying it online because I don't have to go in the store and look at people looking at me like, wow, is he really buying this product? You know, so I think nowadays it's, I would like to say, or I'd like to feel like I don't care so much about what people think, but I do.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I thought it's only women that possibly could be affected by other people's judging eyes a bit more, but I guess we're all human in that regard.
Absolutely.
And also when it comes to how a man would like to dress himself, a lot of it has to do with aesthetics. I mean, aesthetics is a tricky thing. It takes a lot of time to develop your own personal taste. On this regard, I think it has to do with education too. I mean, I don't remember receiving a good quality art education or aesthetics, whereas I think as social economy improves, as the quality of education improves, especially in big cities, men would have been exposed to art and stuff much earlier age, and therefore they would be able to come up with their own personal taste or higher taste in coloring and in matching and stuff, and than people of my generation. I mean, I personally have gone through the education that my wife brought to me. I mean, during a visit to Hawaii, there was a duty-free shop or a more kind of thing, a shopping complex. So my wife spent time showing me around, looking at those designer or luxury brands like Gucci or Prada, those kind of things. I mean, certainly, whether those products are too expensive or overpriced is discussion for another day. But there's no denying that they have good-looking handbags, good-looking, well, female apparels. And I simply spent my time looking at those good-looking stuff. And after you spend time actually accumulating some kind of experience in appreciating those beautiful stuff, you would naturally have a sort of a basis with which you can judge the things that you come across with in your everyday life. I remember after looking at those things, I have difficulty appreciating just everyday brands, and certainly I can tell the difference. Whereas I think a lot of Chinese men who have not had the education like I had may have difficulty telling the good from the bad, especially when they don't have experience dealing with the good.
Okay, wow. So, Tony.
I'm admiring. Maybe I need some of that education too, because I don't know if I have the patience to learn about a lot of these, you know, different brands that are more fashionable. I could probably use some of that.
Yeah, I didn't. It's not like I spent a lot of time studying what kind of leather they were using or what kind of technique they were using. I have to say, like you, I can't remember all those details, but I certainly remember the feel of my skin touching the leather, and also the pleasant, well, the shapes. I mean, certainly they are different from everyday brands.
One thing I learned from that is taste can be cultivated, and it can start very late in life, but it can still work.
It can still work.
Yes, bravo to Lai Ming's wife. She sounds like a smart cookie. And another thing is, I think, in my opinion, fashion doesn't have to be so difficult. And for guys, society has such a low bar of requirement. I think even more so in China to some extent, as we're still talking about, you know, a change in society as such on today's show. So I think it's more about, certainly please just pay attention to personal hygiene. That is a basic of the basics. And also it's just about good tailoring. Don't wear like clothing that's too baggy, at least not to work. And if you want to woo a girl, don't wear a bag. bag on you. That's not attractive. And
defying bag.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
What do you mean by it? Yeah, because I'm getting a little jittery.
Okay, let me see what you guys are wearing. Okay, both of you guys passed this test in flying colors. Okay, so, and also possibly maybe matching the coloring a little bit better. And in the beginning, maybe you need a female set of eyes or someone who has an eye for this kind of thing. But it's not that difficult. It's not like you're expected to dress like Tom Ford or, you know, someone who's super classy. None of that. As long as you're clean and wear fitted clothes that and don't pair like red up with green and those kind of things.
Is that an absolute no-no or is that something like we can challenge a bit?
If you are Tom Ford, then you can challenge. But if you're not Tom Ford, don't do that. Okay.
Okay.
Fly in the safe zone. And, you know, I think it's really important for guys to, if you want to, like, dress well, just to have, like, good quality basics in your closet. And, you know, blue, gray, and black, and white, you can just mix them up. They won't clash with each other. Start from there. And certainly, Lai Ming, it really moves me that, you know, guys are now actually having this inclination to want to dress up a bit better, and possibly for their partner or the possibility of having one. And this is good news for Chinese women and also women out there. Because I've said on the show before, I think the biggest hypocrisy is when the guy doesn't dress up at all, doesn't pay attention to his fitness or health or aesthetics, and ask the woman to dress up nicely, look good. Otherwise, he's not talking to you.
Well, certainly my personal image has improved a lot after meeting or going out. After I started to go out with my wife, I mean, certainly a female opinion would go a long way in helping you improve your personal image. And yes.
Okay, and also one small difference, though, as this could be my only my observation as well. Tony, I think in America, people seem to be a little more into bodybuilding as opposed to maybe the Chinese male counterparts in this regard. What's a quick answer from you?
I would have to go towards the media on that. I mean, the media is huge in the United States with, you know, music singers and, you know, actors. So, I mean, the media is huge.
Yeah, around bodybuilding and
absolutely,
all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, we'll talk a little bit more about that right after this break.